This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Drake May this morning. In his media availability, he spoke. Gerard Mayo spoke. We played a little bit of Mayo for you just a minute ago. There's also this. Mike Reese just tweeted this about 10 seconds ago. Quarterback Drake May has donated $10,000 to Salvation Army Emergency Disaster Services, given specifically for Hurricane Helene relief efforts in his native North Carolina.
Attaboy.
He says, we've witnessed entire communities destroyed. Oh, no, wait a minute. This is somebody else saying all this. He said, having these additional resources, Jeff Jellitz, the Territorial Disaster Coordinator for Salvation Army Southern Territory, said, having these additional resources for the current response is a blessing that allows us to continue to serve and look forward, look toward ways to help the recovery process progress. Listen, I mean, you know, a lot of these guys are very charitable. They do a lot of charitable things, charitable endeavors. A lot of them have their own charities. I mean, this is not a uncommon thing, but it is worth pointing out that Drake May seems to be saying all the right things, doing all the right things. He comes off as very affable, very likable, even in that little quote right there. He's 22 years old and he sounds like wise. You know what I mean? Like he just got it. He's got it. Yeah.
I don't want to say I'm over the top here, but I just Googled how do you become a saint. So I was thinking of a formal request can be made to the Vatican Tribunal.
Okay.
So I think Drake May should be a candidate.
Saint Drake.
Yep.
Or is it Saint May? What do you do? No, it's Saint Drake. Right? It's the first name.
Yeah, Saint Mary, right?
Yeah. Yeah. First name. Like Saint Drake.
Saint Drake.
I don't think there is already a Saint Drake. Maybe there is.
Perfect. I don't think there is. I've never heard of a Saint Drake.
I have not either.
And everything he's done has been borderline perfect. And I know, like, we kid. But then, in a serious level, what's his biggest misstep?
I can't think of one. I mean, throwing interceptions at the end of the game, I guess.
I mean, that type of thing. Well, but I'm not talking just, like, that's, everybody has bad plays.
Right.
Like, I don't feel like, the two for me, and I can think of them. This, again, I'm going to show my objectivity. Still not sure how that whole knee thing requesting an MRI came about.
Okay, yeah.
Not trusting the medical staff.
Sure.
And, hey, everybody, put your phones down, put your iPads down. Let's get a round of applause up in here. Somebody clap. Y'all clap. Hey, don't do that again, Drake.
Yeah, I mean, that was corny. I don't think it was a misstep.
It was a misstep.
Yeah?
Yeah. If he had done it properly, he just says, first, before I start, I want to give a round of applause to my defense.
Don't everybody on the left, you say D. You say fence.
Right.
D.
That's how that went over. We play best as a what? I tell you what, guys?
Uh-huh.
Everybody's like, I don't know. Team?
Unit.
No, unit.
When I say you say nit.
And then the third, if we were going to do three, would be the criticism that he was too deferential during training camp to Jacoby Brissett. Maybe needed to compete a little bit more Julian Edelman-like, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm here to take your job.
Right.
But that's not him. And I think the beauty of him...
And that's not a misstep either, you know what I mean? Like, that's just his personality.
Right.
It wasn't like he did something bad, right?
And that's the beauty of him, is I think he does everything naturally. And he's had, I don't want to say, like he's had benefits. He brought it up today, his dad. Somebody asked leadership, something about a leader in his life, and he said his dad, you know, he coached us.
He talked about his parents with us, too. Yeah.
Right, like... He comes from a strong family. He definitely acknowledged the value of the brothers more and more that we've talked about, that I've talked about, that I think differentiates him from Mac and other, because he's still coddled. Like, right, he's still a coddled kid. He grew up, you know, he talks about Caleb Williams.
Right.
Right. Oh, we're at the Elite 11 or the Elite this. Like, he was going all over the country as a well-off kid with a lot of talent who's being molded to be a college quarterback and then a pro quarterback. Right. Like, he had a lot of benefits in life. But I don't feel like you get slapped in the face with that, do you? Like,
I don't think so.
I mean, similarly, we had a quarterback here for 20 years who was kind of coddled. Tom Brady was kind of a rich kid who had a throwing coach and a sports psychologist and went to Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we spun the story that he was overcoming all odds. And I think Drake May has a genuine affability to him. Like, people like him. Players like him. Coaches like him. Who doesn't like him? Bill Belichick, maybe.
Yeah, one person doesn't like him, I guess. But other than that, it's hard to fight. Pretty much everybody who watches him rants about his game, right? And everybody who knows him and has heard him talk and sort of sees him in these things day to day, no one has a even slightly negative thing to say about
him. And are you...
Too deferential. He was too into the defense. Like, stuff like that. It's not really
that
bad.
He was too respectful to a veteran teammate. Oh, yeah, he should have been more of a jackass.
He was pumping up the defense too much. Like, you know, that's not that bad. Right, yeah.
He doesn't... I do say, though, like, I have to... I don't like to fall in line with the analytics just when they suit my argument.
Okay.
But if you've seen all these things making the rounds on social media of these, I don't even know what they're called, but those four quadrant charts where if you're like, you're in the top right, you're great.
Yes.
If you're the bottom. And everybody, like, there's these EPAs and these various things. And the guys that are him, they put the little logos in the QB name. That
it was about one specific stat. But yes. I know what you're talking. I'm going to try and find it. But yeah, I know what you mean.
The guys that he's with are Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and again, I'm hesitant to take deep dive analytics just because they suit my argument and my promotion of Drake May, but that's what the numbers are telling these people that do adhere to these numbers, right?
First round rookie quarterback drop back EPA and team pass protection. He's like way up at the top there.
Oh, yeah.
There was another one. I know the one you're
talking
about.
There was one with Lamar
too.
And Josh Allen.
Yeah.
And
that was on like plays that broke down, I want to say, or something.
I don't know
like
what it
that.
Was.
Because
they were north and to the right of Patrick Mahomes. And anytime you're north and to the right of Patrick Mahomes, I don't care what Patriots fans want to say.
I found it. It's which quarterbacks excel at creating plays outside of structure. And there's create rate and EPA per play. And I'm going to be perfectly honest with you and everybody listening right now, I don't know what either of those two things
mean.
No,
but top right is good.
Top right, he's there with Jackson, Allen, ahead of Mahomes, ahead of Daniels. Bryce Young's kind of high on the list, which maybe throws that into a bit of a tailspin.
Devalues the whole damn thing.
Bo Nix is there, Purdy, CJ Stroud, Burrow, Mayfield, Kyler Murray, guys like that. But yeah, he's up in the top right, which is where you want to be.
Pretty good elbows to rub.
Create rate. Which I honestly have no clue what that's even supposed to mean.
Who cares? He's
and,
good.
And EPA, which expected points average or something. I don't know. It's expected.
Above average or something?
Yeah, something along those lines. I get it. I mean, it's a good thing, whatever it is. But it's plays outside of structure. So I'd imagine outside of the pocket, not your first read, you know, that type of thing. When you have to throw on the run or take off running or something like that.
And for whatever
and that's why he's there with Allen and Jackson.
For whatever it's worth something to
right.
some people. And that, I think, is the biggest point, is he is stacking the somethings to various people. If you like leadership and you think a quarterback should hang out with his offensive lineman, oh, well, did you watch the mic'd up thing? He went up to everyone and then he took him out for steak dinner the
right.
next night. If you believe it should be this crazy stats, whatever. If you believe he should take authority of the huddle in the offense, oh, yeah, should we tell you that 2 weeks ago Wednesday he called the whole offense together? If you believe a quarterback should fall in line behind his coach and support his coordinator and be a good soldier, oh, well, he does that too, and he explained to us on Monday why. Like, he continues to stack, you know, if he were a presidential candidate, his likability rating or whatever, it would be through the roof. He would just be a unanimous vote. I don't care what party he ran for, everybody likes him.
617-779-7937. Joe's in Melrose. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, guys. I definitely agree with Drake May that the kind of overcomplicating football is a mistake. I think the Patriots overcomplicated their defense against the Rams last week, and that cost them the game. Hopefully against Miami, they'll take Gonzo and either put him on Tyreek Hill and double Waddle or put him on Waddle and double Tyreek Hill and not do what they did last week. And I'm very glad Drake May's not, like, taking extra hits and running as much. The only thing I would say, I would like to see when he's in the red zone, more run-pass options, and I would like to see him run there because I think his legs can generate the more touchdowns instead of field goals.
Thanks for the call, Joe. I agree
Absolutely.
With you. I'd like to see him do that, too.
Those zone reads we talked about, the one he ran against the Eagles, I believe, in the preseason, the finger roll, untouched, which... If you read, and I trust, do you trust his mind first?
Do I trust his mind?
Yeah.
Like he'll know when to take it right? Yeah, I do. Absolutely.
So you trust his read.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, there's not a lot of fear, right? Like there's the built into the play, and every play you can get hit, but built into the play is if the guy stays home, give it to Mondre and let him plow through for a yard and a half. If the guy crashes down and you think he's going to take Mondre away, pull and dance your way into the end zone with a nice finger roll that'll be on every newspaper cover in New England.
Yeah, be the new Patriots logo.
Absolutely.
Finger rolling the ball.
Absolutely. And
put that up there on the helmet. Yeah.
Did you hear, after we talked to Drake about it, because we talked to him about it on Monday, about the fact that, you know, you're not getting hit as much, you're not scrambling as much, would you like more designed runs? And he kind of said yes.
Yeah,
he did a word salad.
He didn't say no, yeah.
He said, I'm a big kid, I think it's part blah, 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 down the road. And Jerod Mayo acknowledged today that those might be coming. Phil Perry asked him about it because of the cut down on scrambles. Is there going to be an opportunity for more designed runs? And Mayo basically said yes. He didn't say no.
All right, we'll bring this up with Adam Schefter, along with some other questions that we have for him, which is now that story's all over the place. TMZ Sports just tweeted about it, and Schefter corrected the tweet, which we'll get to that as well. But after this, after Stiz gets you caught up on what's trending, back to Don Sweeney. He had dropped a bomb this morning that there were extension talks with Jim Montgomery. There was an offer made to Jim Montgomery. What changes are coming, and when should the Jacobs start considering cleaning house? We'll get to all of that right after Stiz.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.